Happy Friday. It's day four of the ASGCT annual meeting in Baltimore. My name is Linnea Olivatis, and I'm the incoming ASGCT Communications Committee Chair. I'm delighted to introduce our listeners to Dr. Haley Lamb, who is an Associate Director of Portfolio Development and Review at the California Institute for Regenerative Medicine, or CIRM. CIRM was created as the state's stem cell agency in 2004, and now two decades later, has $5.5 billion in funding and a portfolio comprising more than 150 active stem cell programs. Yesterday, Dr. Lamb joined a panel called How to Develop Gene and Cell Therapies with a DEI-Forward Approach, specifically presenting on incorporating principles of DEI into grant review. Even CIRM's mission statement references DEI. It's accelerating world-class science to deliver transformative regenerative medicine treatments in an equitable manner to a diverse California and world. Dr. Lamb, you shared yesterday that CIRM made a concerted effort starting in 2020 amid the pandemic to directly take into consideration DEI when reviewing grant applications. Tell us how you started doing this and how the evaluation process has evolved since then.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having me on the show. It's been a team effort from all of us at CIRM, from our board members, especially Isabel Duron, who's been a real, you know, supporter of us on this, and all the CIRM staff, as well as our reviewers. Rain Rouse, for example, has been, you know, given us wonderful feedback on our programs as they've evolved over the years. And I think, you know, we really started with the very simple thing of adding the consideration of DEI into all of our review criteria for all of our programs. You know, we fund from early discovery all the way through clinical trials, and it's in every single one of those programs from the beginning to the end of the pipeline that we fund. And it's been, like I said yesterday, I think it's been a real journey for us in learning how to do this. And it's, you know, I've learned so much. Our staff has learned so much. Our applicants and our awardees have, you know, the quality of the DEI plans that we're seeing now, especially in our clinical programs, is just on a different level, I think, than when we started. And that's a combination effort. You know, we're asking better questions. They're having better plans, better activities, and the process of our award management is also, you know, making good on those plans, right? So making sure that, you know, what they're proposing and in these wonderful applications are getting actionable or acted on.
And maybe you can talk a little bit more about that, because you said yesterday that all CIRM applications must include a DEI statement, and that, as you just alluded to, DEI is one of the scientific review criteria. How do you measure DEI? How can you do that?
That's a really great question. And I can give you a really long answer, but I'm going to try to keep it short. So I think it really comes down to one thing. Have you really seriously considered DEI from a scientific perspective, just like you would any other aspect of what you do in your day-to-day? And is it an authentic, thoughtful commitment that you've made to DEI in your plans, in these applications? Because that really comes through when we read it. I mean, maybe some of it's grantsmanship, but, you know, do you have specific goals you've laid out? Do you have, you know, success criteria that you've outlined? Are you, you know, is it not just lip service, but really, you know, a true meaningful effort in this area? And that's what we're really looking for.
And something that we heard a lot about in the presentation that you echoed as well is that incorporating an intentional DEI strategy is not just something that we should do, but rather that it's a critical part of scientific advancement. And you even said that an application is scientifically sound and meets all criteria, even if it does all those things, but it does not achieve a solid DEI score, reviewers will actually send back the application with a mandate to improve it. So thinking to the future, what do you hope will be the long-term results for patient communities of this consistent DEI inclusion in CIRM-funded programs?
Well, Well, long-term goals, just increasing diversity in clinical trials, making better science with incorporating DEI, and raising awareness of regenerative medicine treatments in all the communities around us, not just for CIRM projects, but just as a whole. I think we have a lot of education programs that, you know, for the same purpose, I think, as well. And really just, you know, increasing equitable access to these therapies. That'll be really important for us to get the word out.
Awesome. Well, we'll look forward to seeing how all of this plays out over the years ahead. Thanks so much for joining us, Dr. Lam, and stay with us. We have a couple more sound bites coming your way before the conference wraps up tomorrow.